Right. Whole lot of fun. All right, that's good. All right, let's pray really quick before we get into the talk. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this morning. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to get together to worship you. And Lord, we pray that as we look into your word, you would open our hearts and our minds to it. In Christ's name, amen. All right, so some of you guys know what I'm holding here. And if you do, then you join me in my pain. It's our excitement. The loom bands, right? Loom bands, kids. How many of you guys play with loom bands, build bracelets, or really long ropes that are used to bind up your siblings and other things with loom bands? I don't know. Thank you to Hester for letting me use these. Loom bands have, like, I think, taken over glitter as the most annoying craft-like thing in the world. We've just moved house. I don't know where our, like, loom band stuff is. I had to ask Hester to use hers for this illustration. Still, I've got loom bands all over my floor. Like, they're just everywhere, and it's impossible to escape them. But loom bands, I don't even know how to open your thing. That's okay. Here we go. He can be taught. You make, like, these bracelets, and you put the little rubber bands. They look like the rubber bands you have around your braces when you're a kid. So you put them around here. Maybe that's how it started. Somebody had braces and thought, I'm going to make a bracelet out of these. I don't know. But you put it around these little pegs, and then you spend time making a cool design and picking your colors and everything else like that. And then you pull it off of the pegs with a special magic wand. Okay, I don't know what it's called, but you pull it off, and then you have this amazing, beautiful bracelet. And you spend time, you know, thinking about it. You spend time putting it all together, and that's the way it's supposed to be. Now, we look at Psalm 139. We just heard about Genesis 1:1, that God created. And Genesis continues to talk about how God didn't just create the heavens and the earth, but he even created us. And he created the first man and the first woman, Adam and Eve. And he did something very special, in that he gathered dust up from the earth, and he blew into this dust the breath of life, and that became a living being, and it became Adam. And we see how God very specially created Adam and Eve in a very special way. And kind of we think of ourselves as being kind of, well, we're pretty normal. You know, we came about by normal processes that your dads can tell you about, kids, if they come to the training next Saturday. All right, but we think, oh yeah, they're special, but not so much me. And we see Psalm 139 read this. For you created, speaking to God, you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. And there's this idea that the Bible has it, you know, we're each, you know, God knit us together in our mother's womb. God spent time, and he deliberated, and he thought, and he planned, and he picked things out, especially for you to be exactly who you are for his purposes. And that's a fantastic thing. Now, here's the deal, though. I don't know, kids, if this has ever happened to you. It's never happened to me, because I refuse to make a loom band bracelet. All right, it's a principle for me. But I don't know if you've ever spent time putting together some sort of a loom band something or other, and you're very, with your little magic wand with the hook that looks like a crochet needle for gnomes, but you spend all this time very carefully pulling it off, and one of the bands doesn't come off cleanly, it doesn't come off right, and the whole thing is messed up, and you kind of have to start all over again. I don't know if that's happened to everybody over here, you know. I think Ben Perkins is like, dude, all the time. But anyhow, you go, ah, that's not the way it's supposed to be. And you have to go back, and you've got to fix the thing. Otherwise, you've got this bracelet. It's not junk. It's not worthless. It's not that this loom band creates no value. You still care about it. You still love it. You spent time on it making it. It just needs to be fixed. And here's the deal, that's how it is with all of us. Yes, God created us very specifically, very specially. But you know what? We're not the way we were meant to be. And we go, now that seems like a very mean and naughty and terrible thing to say to people, especially children. And this is why we need to keep our kids away from church, because our kids get taught that they aren't perfect and fine just the way they are. But you know what? We all know they're not, and we all know we're not. I've got 4 kids. It doesn't take long to discern that they're sinners. You know? It doesn't take long. And actually, the more abusive thing is to not let them know. The more abusive thing is spiritual neglect. None of us would dare dream of telling a sick child, you're fine, and refusing them medical attention. None of us. And if somebody did that, we would be absolutely appalled at the neglect and abuse of that. It is a loving and wonderful thing to look at a creation of God that has been affected by sin and say, something is wrong. And to bring the good news that something that is wrong can be made right. That is a beautiful thing. It's a gorgeous thing. And it's our privilege to bring that good news, not only to our children, but to each other. And we sit back and we'll say things, well, if God knit me together in my mother's womb, and I'm like, you know, a very poor illustration of a loom band, you know, that creation that's kind of gone wrong, and God's the one who made me, well, then why does God judge me? And actually, the Apostle Paul wrestles with this question. And you can read about it in Romans chapter 9. I'll go ahead and flick there and read it. At the end of the day, kids, you guys know this. What you do with your loom bands is your business, isn't it? You can make whatever you want out of the loom bands. You're the creator. If you want to do a blue loom band something, do a blue loom band something. If you want to do a red one, great. If you want to do a multicolored, great. If you want to make whatever with your loom bands, you can make whatever with your loom bands. And you don't have to answer to the loom bands and justify why you've done with them what you've done. You don't have to do that. And so the Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 9, he says, one of you will say to me, then why does God still blame us? If something's wrong with me, even from my creation, why does God still blame us? For who resists his will? But who are you, O man, to talk back to God? Shall what is formed say to him who formed it, why did you make me like this? Does not the potter have the right to make out of the same lump of clay some pottery for noble purposes and some for common use? Now, we generally don't like that sort of a thing, because we have this idea that rulers are obligated to those that they rule. And kids, you'll learn about this later on in school. And so we have a feeling that God is obligated to us in some way, shape, or form. And that he is held accountable to us. Because he is the sovereign, he is the ruler, we are the ruled, and there's an accountability relationship. And God is here to say, actually, I'm not a king like you're used to kings being. I am not like you. We're completely different. And that could be reason enough, but it's not the only thing God has to say. He doesn't just stamp his foot and say, because I'm God, though he could. But we are the way we are because of sin. And Paul earlier in Romans talks about when sin entered the world, things went wrong. And God's perfect creation became imperfect. And when sin entered the world, it's like all these little pegs got misplaced, got broken, got mangled, got tangled. And there would be no way to really pull off the creation properly. So sometimes we then go, oh, so it's because of sin that things aren't the way they're supposed to be. So if someone is sick, if someone has something kind of wrong with them, if somebody, you know, if somebody doesn't have something just right, who sinned? What's the sin? What caused it? And we think of John chapter 9, verses 1 through 3. The apostles see a man born blind. He's born that way. Born that way. And they say, Jesus, who sinned, this guy or his parents, that he was born blind? And Jesus says, neither. He was born this way so that the power of God might be displayed in his life. And I want to say to each and every one of us that the imperfection of our birth, God's loving care in creating us, and the imperfection of us because of sin, it exists, and the power of God has the opportunity to be displayed in your life. The power of God has the opportunity to be displayed in your life. Because of Jesus, because of his life, his death, his resurrection, and ascension, he can recreate you and me. And through faith, he does. So Paul in Corinthians talks about us being new creations. And we read things like in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 9. It's a very common thing. Maybe many of you have heard before. Maybe some of you have never heard before. Ephesians 2, verses 8 through 9. For it is by grace you have been saved, you have been fixed, you have been redeemed through faith. And this not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works. Jesus fixes us. Jesus fixes, not your own aptitude, not your own ability, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Listen, we are God's workmanship. The Greek word here is poema. Sounds a lot like the word poem, doesn't it, kids? Artistry. When we place faith in Christ, and Christ reworks us, as it were, and makes us into a new creation, we are his craftsmanship, his artwork, his workmanship, his poem. To do what? To do good works which God prepared in advance for us to do. To be the sorts of people that God intended us to be. And though I can sit back and say, I've had small children, and I know it doesn't take long for their sinful nature to be revealed, I can also say, I'm a Christian, and I am experiencing the transforming work of the Holy Spirit in my life through faith in Christ. And I can see that happen in my children as they place faith in Christ. And I can see that happen in your children as they grow and they place faith in Christ. And I can see that in us, and we can see that in each other as we persevere in the gospel through faith in Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit's working in us. We get made right. And the work that God began in us, He will bring to completion. And so that's what we talk about here. That's what we're about here at Christ Church. The gospel of Jesus Christ that can take this person, you and me, knit together by God in our mother's womb, distorted through sin, and make us who we were always meant to be. And this is something we need to know. We need to believe, and it's a message we need to share with anyone and everyone. With confidence, with boldness, with love and compassion, to see lives, families, communities, and nations, and our world restored through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Yeah? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, you have made us. And Lord, we aren't the way we're supposed to be. But we are this way with the opportunity for your power to be displayed in our lives. And we pray that by your Spirit, as we encounter Christ, we would respond with repentance and faith to experience a new birth, a birth from above, a new creation, that we would become even more your artistry, your workmanship, your masterpieces, to go out and live the lives that you would have us live for your glory, for our good. As in Christ's name we pray. Amen.